first thing you should know about me for the story is that I hate high fives. And then if you try to high five me, I'm probably going to leave you hanging. And that I don't think I have ever initiated a high five with anybody, except once in Toronto last September, when I tried to high five Denzel Washington. Hey, Jamie, it's Liz.
Hey, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. My phone was on silent mode from work.
Oh, that's
I had it next to me.
So I was visiting my friends Jamie and Kellen, who had moved out to Toronto for school from the West Coast, where we're all from. We got out the night before, and we were walking around the Toronto International Film Festival downtown, checking out all the stuff that was going on. And we were really hungover. My goal at this point in the day was to find somewhere where I could just pretty much stare blankly into space and let my brain sort of turn off. And we found a crowd of people around the exits to one of the theaters. And it looked like some famous people were going to come out because there were a lot of black SUVs. So we just stood and waited.
I feel like we were walking sort of around the theater and where all that sort of stuff was happening. And I think I remember there just being a crowd of people.
And we had no idea who was going to be there. We were just like, well, we're all hungover and tired. We don't feel like we'll stay in the sun. So let's just stare blankly into this fence, hoping that someone would come out. And all the while, I think we all felt pretty ridiculous because it's not like we were chasing after, you know, some famous person that we were huge fans of. We were literally just hungover and tired and had really nothing better to do.
And it was really hot, and I didn't want to, like, I wanted to leave. Like, I was like, I don't, it's too hot. I just kind of want to go, like.
Yeah, and kind of trying to, you know, reach over other people to see if anything was happening. And every time someone would come out, everybody would kind of freak out, and we would also get excited, but having no idea what we were getting excited for. And then all of a sudden it seems like someone was coming out, and we couldn't really tell who it was. And you know, the person was clearly making the rounds, and then eventually
we were like, oh, who's there? And someone said Denzel Washington, and we were like, oh, that's crazy.
And then for whatever reason, we were just standing right like in front like of the fence, and he just walked up and
like shook people's hands.
I think it was the fact that I was extremely hungover that I got flustered. I got closer and closer, and I had my hands full with my camera and my bag, and I'm thinking, oh my God, he's this great actor. He's done like these great roles, like these crazy historical movies like Malcolm X. Don't fuck around with Denzel Washington. What are you going to do? You're going to talk to him? You're too hungover. You can't even like make a sentence. And so just as he got up to me,
you tried to high five him, which I thought was funny, because anyone who knows you sort of famously knows that you hate high-fiving.
Like, he was just right beside me. I put my hand in the air like, high five. And he could sort of see it out of the corner of his eye, and then he just glided past and left me hanging.
You just don't high-five people. Yeah. And then one time you do, you get shut down. It was a tragedy.
So I, for years, have taken pleasure in trying to trick you into high-fiving me, and usually you don't. Actually, I don't think you ever do, really. And so I thought it was ironic that, you know, here he is, like, you're trying to high-five somebody for the first time, basically in your adult life, and you were turned down.
He wouldn't high-five you, but he wouldn't let go of my hand. So it was this, like, kind of like this tender moment, and it was like, it wasn't as if I was holding his hand for too long. He was holding my hand for too long. But I wasn't going to let go. I was just, you know, it was only a couple of seconds, but it was a couple of seconds longer than what you typically, you know, do in a handshake. But it also seemed like he was just like so distracted and trying to focus on everybody at once that maybe it just didn't really occur to him that he was still holding my hand. Or maybe he was just like, this lady's nice. Let's just, you know, have a tender hand-holding moment. I don't know. But I remember it fondly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't know. I didn't see it happen. I can't confirm or deny whether or not he held her hand for an extended period of time. I don't know.
Maybe you could have taken a picture of him holding my hand, huh?
I think he asked me if I lived in Toronto or if I was just visiting. And I said, no, I live here. And then he said, right on.
After I've been thinking about this, I'm actually glad he left me hanging and didn't high-five me back, because if I hadn't been hungover, I never in a million years would have tried to high-five Denzel Washington. And if he had high-fived me back, I would have lost a little respect for him, because I don't like high-fives, and I think the correct response to high-five is to not high-five. It's to leave the person hanging, which is cruel. And I know it's kind of not the societal norms that we're all used to, but I just hate high fives. And I still love Denzel Washington.
Put your hand down.